say ah. It's time for Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Specializing in periodontics, implants, and regenerative techniques, Dr. Edelstein's practice is Atlanta's premier periodontal office, where dentistry is both an art and a science. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com. And now, Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. And hadn't seen you folks in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We pre-record these shows, it's no secret. And what's today? Tuesday afternoon, January 26th. Mm-hmm. We're getting through the wintertime.
After snowpocalypse.
By the way, do people's dental problems, is it seasonal at all? Is there a slow time of the year? Is there a real busy time of the year?
It's seasonal, but not because of the seasons that we know, but like summer break, people have more time to come in.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the holidays, people are off. We could be there December 25th and probably still
really?
Book a few surgeries.
Okay,
sure.
I would never have thought that. I would have thought,
it's
yes,
very,
you know, they put it off.
Busy.
You know?
They have time. They do. They put it off. And it's the end of the year. They'd like to utilize their insurance. They have the time off. Kids are home from college. It's seasonal in that aspect.
Yeah, kids home from college. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that people who are older recognize the importance of good dental health more so than people who are younger?
Probably younger people may take it for granted. So I think that's true. And more mature folks appreciate and respect the fact that, things break. And it's up to the individual person to take care of themselves. And prevention is important. And I think it takes a certain level of maturity. A lot of our younger folks are there because their parents might nag them to pursue treatment or preventative things that we might do. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think definitely. You know, like you said, you get a little older, you realize, you know, you're kind of on the back end there.
Yeah.
And you said things start to break down.
Things break. I mean, things break. People have knee problems and, God knows what else, and tooth problems.
And if you're over, let's say, 40 years of age.
Yes.
What would you say are the chances that you've got some degree of periodontal disease?
In excess of 50%.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So, and that's just at 40.
Yes.
Yes.
So at 50, it's a higher percentage. At 60,
correct.
It's higher yet.
Yes.
At 65, 70% of the population has some form of periodontal disease,
okay.
According to the CDC.
All right. So if you're interacting with an adult,
yes,
there's a good chance that person that you're interacting with in some form or fashion could frankly use your services.
Absolutely.
You know,
at the majority of folks, anyone who's a smoker, diabetic, any immune deficiency whatsoever. You name it, across the board, folks would really benefit from seeing a periodontist for sure.
You know, and it only makes sense, too, that if you've got periodontal disease, well, I happen to have periodontal disease. I know there's HIPAA laws, so you can't say it, but I'll say it. I do have periodontal disease for which you're treating me. It makes sense that you should be the person to handle pretty much everything involving my mouth. So in other words, my cleanings, you know, teaching me about the proper way to floss, because, you know, even if you're ambitious and you're a daily flosser, if you do it wrong,
technique,
sure.
Yeah.
And most people do it wrong.
Yeah.
So we work hard on that.
You know, I was at the gym one time. I don't belong anymore. I have equipment in the house, but I used to belong to a gym. There was a guy next to me. He was really chiseled, this guy, you know, and he was in his 40s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't 22 years old. And I said, how did you do it? And he told me basically what he did, but he said, but you know something? He said, I wasted the first 4 years of my weightlifting, my workout regimen, because I was doing it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasted 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the same can be true with the flossing.
Especially flossing.
Yes.
It's so technique sensitive,
yep.
Isn't it, Sue?
It is. It truly, truly is. We have a lot of patients that throw their hands up, but I do floss. And yet we're still pulling plaque off their teeth. And once we go into how to do it, really, where's the bullseye? Wow, I never knew.
You know, I've had two cleanings at your office, and coincidentally, two different hygienists. I think one of them is on maternity leave,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
The other one.
And the other one's going on maternity.
Okay, I didn't want to say.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't dare ask her.
And something in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one who's filling in for the both of them on maternity leave, if she joins our staff, then she will be going on maternity leave.
Really? Was there something about this?
Yes.
They go to work for you, Doc, and they get real excited and, you know.
Maybe it's the snacks or something.
Yeah. But you know something? I had a feeling. What was the name of the young lady that I had? She was so nice.
Tina?
No, or the other
Mandy.
Mandy. I had a feeling she might be, you know, expecting, but I don't dare ask.
I don't care
if they're 9 months along the way. I'm not making that mistake.
I made a mistake once. I will never do it again.
I didn't, but my friend, I was at a party. It was my cousin's party, and there was a lady there, and my friend said, here, you can sit here. You've got a good excuse, you know. Well, she was wearing something that looked like she could be. You know, and then she said, well, I'm not pregnant. You know what I mean? And he about wanted to dig a hole.
I know. You can't recover from that.
You can't recover.
You can't. There's no joke. There's no recovery. You just have to go away.
she hated him after that.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. But, you know, we hear certain rules of thumb that, you know, we think are sacrosanct, and apparently they're not. One of them is, well, they say visit your dentist twice a year. Now, you have told me, Dr. Edelstein, and Sue, I think you've said as well, there are many instances in which that's not sufficient.
Absolutely not.
The majority of instances, it's not sufficient anymore.
Twice a year rule is great for kids that don't have any problems. But as we just discussed, most adults do. And it turns out that probably four times a year is a more appropriate average time frame for an adult to keep them from as healthy as possible. And from getting other conditions and problems.
Yeah. I get the oil in my car changed four times a year.
I was just getting ready to say, why would we not have our teeth examined and cleaned just as much as we do our car?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
And believe me, every time I get my oil changed, they find something wrong under the hood. But at least they found it and they discovered, because I trust these people. I know them.
Yeah.
You know, so
better to find it and fix it than have an emergency.
Absolutely. It's but, you know, no, if I didn't get it done four times a year, I wouldn't know.
You're exactly right.
It wouldn't be discovered.
We need to look under the hood.
And I wouldn't want to be, you know, driving down the highway
and have an emergency.
Yeah, have an emergency. And
absolutely.
Same with dentistry. The parallels are exact.
They are. And so we're talking today about reviews.
Yeah.
Sue, you said Google, and where else?
Well, you can review a lot of businesses online. We like Google because Google goes out of their way to authenticate reviews. So our reviews that are on our website are two sources. One is a company that we use to remind our patients of their appointment. They do, with our permission, ask for patient reviews. They authenticate those. And then Google really goes out of their way to authenticate Google reviews. Mm-hmm. They can't come from the business. You can't just pay someone to write you 100. Google wants their reviews to mean something. And I think in today's society, we review places of business or services before we purchase, before we visit that restaurant. I know Dr. Edelstein did it recently for a new set of tires. We check people out now. We have that ability.
So if it's done through Google, the algorithms are such that they're authentic.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
Not, it's not like the dentist down the street is, doesn't want any competition, let's say.
No. With Google, they go out of their way to make them genuine and authentic.
Okay,
well,
that's good.
Yes.
Because I didn't know that, because that's why I always looked askance at some of these reviews, because mm-hmm. I never knew who they were coming from. One thing I will say about your reviews, I'm just looking through a list of them here, is that people write very long reviews on your behalf.
They do. I know.
I mean, I could never do that. I think you've asked me to review you at one time or another. I've got something from you saying you want to review us or whatever, and I reviewed you. Of course, I gave you 5 stars because you deserved it.
Thank you.
But I didn't write a tome like
I know,
Elena
some
here
people
did.
Do.
That's actually,
look at this. This is just one.
That's actually short compared to some others.
Right. But, I mean, she not only says wonderful things about you and your office, and as you've mentioned, Dr. Edelstein, it's not just you. It's the whole
office.
It's the whole office. Okay. But, you know, you learn a lot about our life, you know, the whole life story here with some of these people.
Well, that's why we want reviews, for two reasons, really. We want to hear from our patients. We want to know, are we hitting the bullseye? Do we need to do something different? We can't fix problems if we don't know about them. Thank goodness we don't get reviews fraught with problems. And another reason why reviews are very helpful, people sit out there, they're told by their dentist, you know, you need a gum graft or you need a dental implant. And they're, oh my God, I heard it's awful. So when we have patients that have been through this process and have been through it beautifully and have had very little discomfort, are surprised at how nice it is, it really helps other people.
Mm-hmm. Sure it does.
Come in and get rid of some of that anxiety before they even walk in the door. I'm so grateful for those reviews that help other people. Mm.
We have two goals in the office. One is for folks to have the best long-term outcome. That's important to us. And the other is to have an excellent experience. And both of those things are important. And they help us in treatment recommendations. And the reviews are actually, have we succeeded in those two goals?
Yeah.
So that's one reason why the reviews are so important, because these independent patients are telling other patients how we succeeded in achieving those two objectives.
Didn't you say something that upwards of 40% of your patients have checked reviews before they've come to you?
So. Probably,
oh my gosh.
Probably more have checked, but I'd probably say 35 to 40% today are in the office because of the reviews.
Okay,
and compared to other folks that don't have any.
All right, so I want to ask you this. So we know that many people come to you for a second opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something that's very common in your office.
It's very common.
Okay, because of your reputation, your credentials, et cetera, your experience.
And the reviews also.
And the reviews, okay. How do you feel if somebody says to you, I want to go get a second opinion before I
fine.
Sign off?
We're
you
fine
don't have
with
any problem
that.
With that?
My
no.
pleasure. I encourage that if someone would like to.
And you don't mind if they go to their own... You know, instead of somebody that you recommend to look at them, they go to their own somebody else.
That's fine.
That's fine as well.
Jeff, on that subject matter, I did bring a review kind of dealing with that. This is from a young lady. Love, love, love her. She saw us for, we were her second opinion. We gave her the opinion of surgery. She was terrified. So she went and sought a third opinion.
Okay.
And she followed through with that dentist.
Okay. I see the review right here, Ann.
And at the end of the year, or she followed through with that periodontist. At the end of that year, that periodontist took her through a course of treatment that ended up being the exact treatment that we recommended when she came to see us the first time. So mm-hmm. she actually returned to us. I mean, talk about coming full circle.
Well, she was led to believe that it could be treated, you know, very conservatively
yeah.
without some minor surgical corrections
right.
being done.
Right.
And after the year, come to find out, that wasn't the case.
Right.
And she was going to need what I recommended anyway.
Exactly.
But
so
then she lost a year.
She lost a year and she lost some money.
She
wasted a year
yeah.
of time and a year of her insurance
right.
benefit because she didn't follow through with what we recommended
right.
from the beginning, and now she has.
Right.
Interesting what she said. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
She
Jeff.
Said, well, Dr. Edelstein recommended gum surgery, and she says, I was terrified.
Yes.
And that's a very common... Isn't that a very common reaction?
It can
just
be.
When you say the word surgery. You know?
For some
yeah,
people
but then
it is.
Doesn't she talk about her experience after having
oh, yeah.
some of it done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she says
yeah,
that
so
she
after
had
we a, did the surgery.
She says post-op was amazing, no pain.
The procedure was painless. He was great. She would recommend us to anybody. So you do want to, we do welcome patients to go and get their second opinions. But make sure that you are making an apple-to-apple comparison. Go see another periodontist who has a lot of skill. Don't leave a high-quality office and then go to a dental clinic. That's not a true comparison.
Right.
Go see another excellent surgeon and get a really good, true second opinion.
You know, I think I've said, I don't know how many times I've said it on the show, there's one thing that I've learned from this show. It's that who you go to
absolutely
is very important.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just wonderful that you're getting a second opinion. I understand that. But if it's not from somebody who's highly credentialed, highly experienced, you know,
yeah.
who's putting your needs first ahead of their own.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you're wasting your time, aren't you, Doc?
I would think so. Yeah.
By the way, here's one where you responded. You actually wrote a response to the review.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say a counter review, but,
yeah, but
it wasn't countering anything. You just said, I appreciate your wonderful review. So.
We do appreciate them.
Yeah.
This young lady's dad is a retired dentist. Isn't that wild? He said, I'm happy that he was also pleased with your end result.
Yes.
It's nice to hear that.
Yep. We had a, and along those lines, we saw another young lady last week for a consultation for, I think gum grafting it was, and her dad is a practicing dentist in Florida, and he used the Google reviews to check out the surgeon that his daughter was seeing a state away, and he felt very confident in Dr. Edelstein.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. I've got a whole folder here full of reviews. Maybe we can go through a few of these, Dr. Edelstein,
sure.
Just see what the public is saying. See what the comments are.
I love it.
From your patients. All right, folks, you're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. I want you to visit mygumdoc.com, mygumdoc.com. They're located at 2045 Peachtree Road, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. All right, and I got to say it at least once, Sue. Come on.
The population sign
next
in the Darlington.
To the Darlington apartments.
We're next to them.
Which, unfortunately, are coming down. I hope they keep
they
that sign
are.
Up.
I know. I think they will.
I think they'd be stupid not to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, again, visit mygumdoc.com. Back with more of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein in just a moment.
And now, back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Let me remind our audience to take advantage of his new patient special. It's something I did. It's $129. It's worth $650.
It can be.
Mm-hmm. Mine was because I had...
We did everything
was rather
for you.
Involved.
Yeah, we took good x-rays and CT scans.
Yeah, and so it's just $129. By the way, you have interest-free financing?
We do.
For a year? Or you get 10% off should your treatment investment be over $2,000, which sometimes they are from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, we're talking about something very important.
Yeah.
We're talking about our teeth.
Yeah, we wanted to do everything we could to eliminate an obstacle for people pursuing quality care.
Mm. Now, isn't it true that a person can have periodontal disease and serious periodontal disease, even if they've done all the right things in their life? You know, mm-hmm. they've had a good diet, they don't mm-hmm. smoke. They don't, you know, they floss, or at least they think they're flossing the right way. Maybe they are flossing the right way. They're visiting the dentist, you know, regularly, as often as the dentist tells them to. They're doing all the right things, you know. They're in overall good health. They're not diabetic, any of that kind of stuff. But they still got the disease.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How often does that happen?
Pretty often, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there are the factors involved. There are the host factors involved. And periodontal disease starts off as a bacterial infection, and then the body mounts an inflammatory response to the bacteria, and it becomes an inflammatory disease, an inflammatory problem.
Does it seem hereditary? Is it run in family?
There is a hereditary component to it, and there's actually a gene involved that if someone has that particular gene expressed, then it makes them more prone to periodontal disease.
When you say more prone, it sounds like you're suggesting that it doesn't have to happen if steps are taken early on, or it doesn't have to advance.
Yeah.
It can be stemmed.
Yeah. It could be mitigated, that's for sure.
What's amazing, too, Doc, is you've said that mm-hmm. some of these diseases that we can get as a result of periodontal disease, these other things like diabetes, there's a whole list of them, you know, can actually be reversed in some cases. A person who's diabetic, let's say, and gets the proper periodontal treatment may see a drastic improvement in his numbers.
His A1C, someone who's diabetic can have a reduction in their A1C if they have periodontal disease and it's treated, yes. That's one connection that we're very, very familiar with. There are many other connections. There was a very recent article in the journal Circulation that correlated heart attack, myocardial infarction, and periodontal disease. And they ruled out other factors, other risk factors for myocardial infarction. And there is another recent article on pancreatic cancer and periodontal disease. So there are other systemic diseases that are involved here.
So shouldn't our cardiologists be saying to us, those who have a cardiologist. Fortunately, I'm not one of them. But if you have a cardiologist that you're seeing, wouldn't it behoove the cardiologist to say, you know something, I think you need to get your gums checked?
We believe that. We strongly believe that, yes.
Now, can a cardiologist look in your mouth? Do they generally, are they qualified to look inside your mouth and say, ah, now your gums look fine, you don't need to?
No, and not at all.
You know, and it's not so much that they're not qualified. It's, as we keep saying over and over and over again on the show, someone can have gum disease and not display outward signs. They wouldn't, at that point, they're not equipped to do the probing and take the dental x-rays, gather the diagnostic materials that we need to make that diagnosis, unless there's abject disease and just abject neglect, which are not the majority of the cases we treat today. A physician would not know what to look and do not have the tools and the diagnostic abilities in their office to do that.
You know, and you've said on this show, Doc, that, you know, despite all the expense of running an office, and it's an expensive proposition, let's face it, you're in a fortunate position because you don't have any student debt, you know? But a lot of these...
I did have student debt.
You did, but that was a long time ago. But I mean, that is a huge factor now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you don't have the student debt to pay back. But despite the fact that it's a very expensive proposition to operate your office, just like any office would be, you're more than happy you're more than happy to say to somebody, you know something, you don't have periodontal disease. You don't need me to take care of anything. I mean, I'd like to see you on a regular basis, but right now you don't need any work done, you know?
The best way to describe that, is about half of what I do is fixing problems around the foundation of the teeth or implants or fixing implants or et cetera. About half of what I do is preventing those problems. So I'd love just to see people for routine cleanings and keep them from having the problems that need to be fixed.
But you'll be able to spot problems at the beginning.
Well, that's our wheelhouse, so to speak, is spotting things early, recommending more conservative, more minimal treatments rather than waiting till later, till someone needs more extensive work.
I want to, if I can, read a Google review that we got from one of our patients, because it's right along those lines. And it's from a patient by the name of Donald. Most patients have gone to a regular dentist for years to have cleanings, fillings, etc. But why not try a more specialized dentist to check your gums, etc., and see if there may be some other warning areas that have been overlooked and may cause health problems? That is why I've been going to Dr. Edelstein, and I'm glad that I did. So he has eliminated my teeth problems and is continuing to monitor them for a healthy outlook. Half of what we do is keep people healthy. It's not always active treatment.
By the way, you have these reviews labeled, Sue.
Yeah.
Some of them as like fearful patient.
Yeah, yeah.
Or hygiene visit.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're kind of, you have them kind of categorized. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. As a dental hygienist, I can personally say that Dr. Edelstein is the best periodontist I've seen in my 35 years in the dental
What
arena.
Does that say when you're inside the profession?
Wow. Forgive me for asking, this is not somebody who's one of your hygienists.
No, okay. No. It was a patient that we treated who was a practicing hygienist for years.
Is it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So this person...
I mean, that's a humbling comment for us, because she knows, and she knows what to look for, and I do know who she worked for, and she worked for a very good dentist, so her standards were very high.
Wow. By the way, she said that he has a trained professional staff to assist with all the essential needs of patients.
That would be me.
That would be you, among others. Oh, I see Donald.
Of course, the rest of the staff, yeah.
I see Donald here. Yeah. So this was back. These are very recent reviews, too. Donald was just in November.
Yeah.
Most of these are very of recent vintage.
Yeah.
Well, this one here is January 7th, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. Wow.
Yeah, we wanted to bring recent and relevant ones.
Okay. We have to take a break now when we come back. Can we go through some more of these reviews?
Sure.
We've got
They're fun.
A few dozen. And what percentage would you say of the reviews? I mean, I want you to be as candid as possible. Because I can't believe that everybody's reviews are always going to be 100%, you know, on point. But what would you say? What would be the percentage of reviews that you received that are favorable? They are anonymous, after
all. Jeff, honestly, I am not exaggerating. 99% of them. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, when we prepared for the show, I went through and read 3 years of reviews. And we had one review by a girl who gave us great reviews, couldn't afford her dental treatment, not that she couldn't afford us. And so then her review got a little negative. And it really wasn't that.
It was a 4-star review.
Yeah, and she even admitted, great office. I wish I could go there.
Yeah, she said the best part, mm-hmm. outstanding professional mm-hmm. service.
Yeah. So. And then we had another patient who was frustrated. He just did not have the finances to have his treatment done. And online or through a review process kind of took his frustration out. But we answered him. And, you know, we reminded him we have other options in place. But honestly, we do not receive negative reviews. Mm. And I mean, if patients have problems, we'd love to hear. But these reviews just reinforce, for me as the staff member, that all the training Dr. Edelstein puts us through is showing it's working. We're hitting our bullseye.
Training and our business model and what we stand
for. Continuing education classes we take, everything.
Again, excellent long-term outcomes and excellent experiences.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see some of them say, if maybe we can go over these fearful patient. I'd like to go over that when we after the break and just see what they're saying.
Yeah, they're cute. They're
see
fun.
See what they're saying. All right. You're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein, periodontist located at 2045 Peachtree Road, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. Visit mygumdoc.com. Mygumdoc.com. We'll be back with more of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein straight ahead.
And now, back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. I want to remind you folks about our new patient special, $129, and you will get a lot of services for your $129. It's worth, in fact, $650. Now, you know, for all that they get, I mean, $650 and you're charging $129, you're not making any money off of this.
No.
This is not a profit center.
No.
That's
it gives the patient an opportunity to find out what, if anything.
Exactly.
It's a way for us to give back to the community, really.
Excellent. You do a lot for charity too. I remember 4 different initiatives that you had.
Yeah, we try.
Mm-hmm. Where you and you'll donate a portion of the proceeds. You know, one of them mm-hmm. was for animals. Was it dogs and cats or dogs?
Uh-huh. Canine Assistance
Canine
is
Assistance.
one of our big charities.
American Cancer Society, Susan G. Komen, yeah. and the Sabin House. Is that right?
Sabin Center. Yes.
Which is the only homeless shelter for couples?
Yes.
Is that right, Dr. Stone?
Oh,
you know
that's
more
at,
about
the,
it
at the temple.
It's at the temple on Peachtree.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, my daughter and I worked there. A few times. Yeah,
oh,
they usually need one person to actually spend the night there. So they have people who serve meals.
Yes.
Frankly, that's the easy one.
Yeah.
The hard one is staying up all night,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sleeping there. So my daughter and I both slept there, but it was a great experience.
Oh,
did
Jeff,
it a couple
great.
Times.
Not awesome.
It was mm-hmm. it was really great.
Yeah.
You know. That's a wonderful adventure. And then also, you said the canine thing. You know,
people
that's
love
our
their
most
pet.
Popular charity.
They love their dog.
Yeah.
Don't you see TV commercials now where they show these poor pets in cages?
I can't watch it.
I change the channel when that commercial comes on.
They need to understand that.
Yeah.
You know? This is not helping their ratings.
And Sarah McLachlan is singing a sad song in the background.
Is that who it is?
The Life of the Angel or something. I don't know.
Yes.
And
there's a kitty.
It's
terrible. Sue's a cat person. Yeah. I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
So the commercial.
How do you two get along?
I know.
The commercial hits us both, really.
You have a dog?
We have 3.
Wow.
We had 4. We have 3 now.
Wow.
We have 2 golden doodles and a boxer.
So a doodle is a poodle?
A standard poodle and a golden retriever.
A doodle, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you said you have 2 doodles?
2 golden doodles.
Right.
1 white, 1 red, and a boxer.
Wow.
The boxer is my macho.
Right.
my macho side.
Is it a male?
It's a male, except he is the biggest wuss of all of them.
Is he fixed?
He is, but he is the sweetest thing in the world. He's my lap dog. No, he was like
I'm
that.
Just kidding.
He was actually like that beforehand.
I'm just kidding. Look, I know people who have dogs that are very scary looking dogs.
Yeah.
But when you know them, they're wusses. You know.
Yeah, you know the boxer is the scariest looking, and I've heard people say that they're the sweetest dogs in the world, not just mine.
Wow, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're a cat person?
Yeah, I love dogs too, but I live in a condominium and I don't want to get up every morning and walk the dog at 5:30 and come home and blah, blah, blah.
No, so I understand.
They're easier, but I've got a Siamese, which are kind of like the dogs of the cat world for the cat lovers out there. Siamese are very animated. They're not aggressive. They're sweet. They're fun. They're curious. They come when you call them. You can teach them tricks. And then my other one is a poor little rescue with issues. She's shy and retreats a lot, and I think she's been abandoned. And we've been working on
still
her
with
for
her.
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, she's come a long way. Before we move on here, I got to ask you, do you ever, with your dogs, let's say, or your cats, do you ever look at their teeth?
Oh, yeah.
look at the gums?
It's very interesting that you said that, because I brush their teeth.
Really,
With three dogs, I don't get to brush all their teeth every single night. But last night, for instance, I brushed two out of the three, and about three nights ago, I brushed another two out of the three, different selection.
Isn't there something like a pill or something you can give them to chew on that will help clean their teeth or something?
I don't know about a pill.
It's good for the breath.
But
or something.
They say dog bones.
Yeah, that's kind of gimmicky.
Yeah.
That's like replacements for floss. So.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Yeah.
You really are supposed to brush your dog's teeth just like children.
Like
you're supposed to brush
a piece
kids'
of gum
teeth
instead
too.
Of brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Wait, and, you're not going to tell me you floss their teeth, are you?
They love it when I kind of make believe I floss their teeth. I floss my own teeth, of course, in the evenings, and then when I get a piece of floss and I kind of make believe I'm flossing their teeth, they smack their lips and they
really
and they love it.
All right. Next,
by the way,
I'm not really doing it. I'm just going through the motions and playing with them. Really,
right.
Unless you want a bloodletting, you don't brush or floss your cat's teeth. Right. You're just not getting in there.
Next, you're going to tell me that you say to your significant other, as you're looking at the teeth, and you go like 3, 5, 2.
Oh, you
six,
know, I don't
four,
know how they're numbered.
You know what I'm talking
the
about?
Animals' teeth. They have different names for their teeth too.
But, you know, like the pocketing, like the
Oh, you mean the probing?
Oh, yeah. 6, 4, 4.
That's never going to happen.
All right, good.
No, not with cats. No.
All right, that's good. Uh-oh. You look at their gums, too. I mean,
As a matter of fact, veterinary dental medicine has become a pretty big specialty. I know that my vet and other vets will do cleanings for dogs.
Oh yeah,
cats too.
Yeah, they just had their teeth cleaned last year.
Yeah, I mean they have to knock them out to do it. But
yeah,
I know somebody who. It's amazing how much people will pay now for their pets.
Yeah, isn't it? I know.
She had got a total hip replacement for her German Shepherd.
Well, while we're on the subject of veterinary hygiene, there's a big poster in my vet's office connecting periodontal disease in dogs to heart disease.
Yep.
And
it's the same for animals.
I don't know about other things, but heart disease in dogs. So veterinary medicine gets it also.
I have the list here of things. Heart attacks, strokes, kidney disease, erectile dysfunction, and arthritis. So those can all be preterm delivery. That's another one.
Women that are pregnant.
Yeah, I didn't even say diabetes, did I? No, it's an epidemic.
It is an epidemic.
You know, I'll bet there are people who would put more money into getting their dogs' mouths fixed than their own.
You're 100% right.
That's scary.
Well, that's very scary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I love dogs and cats.
Right.
I love them both.
Right.
But it's very scary.
Yeah.
It is scary, yes.
Yes.
All right. So here's a comment from somebody. Can I say her first name or no?
You can say first names, yes.
Her first name is Pilar.
Yeah.
So that's not the most common name in the world. So, some people might know her just from the first name, but that's okay. Can I read this?
Do you want to read it?
Get your glasses on.
I'm ready. I know.
Okay, I do enough talking.
I've got my over 40 glasses.
These are all online, so you can read it.
Dr. Edelstein saved my implant. Due to some questionable cosmetic work I got done in my hometown of New York City, I had some issues with my implant from the moment it was installed. I won't go through the whole review. It's rather lengthy, but she saw us. She was happy with Dr. Edelstein. He was courteous, thorough, and above all, honest. He gave me all options. He gave me the advantages and disadvantages and allowed me to make up my own mind. And if I can pause here, that is something that Dr. Edelstein does well. It's not that we recommend treatment at our patients, it's with them. You know, we really want them to be involved. Absolutely. Absolutely. And she says, go figure. The long and short of it is that he saved my implant. Not only did his skilled and gracious staff help me to reverse the onset of a wicked case of periodontal disease, but they did so with warmth, humor, and absolutely no sales pitches. Mm. Thank you very much, Dr. Edelstein and staff.
Wow. And it says, muchas gracias.
Yeah, yeah. So she's fine.
I think that means, like, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
See, I know some Spanish.
That's good.
And I'm very,
that's good, Jeff.
Very good with Spanish.
Yeah. Right.
Now,
yeah.
What about the ones we said, fearful patient?
These
now
are
you labeled these yourself, right?
Yeah, these are the types of reviews that I love to see posted. These are two from patients who they themselves have a lot of fear. Fear of going to the dentist is quite common. So I love when our patients who had that fear came in, had a good experience, and then felt compelled to write a review about it.
I want to ask you a question in that very regard.
Okay.
What percentage of people out there today do you feel avoid going to the dentist when they should go because they're afraid?
I would venture to guess at least 30-40%.
Yeah.
But what would you say, Sue?
You know what? That's funny. I was going to say about that same amount. Because they don't come in, it's a little hard to guess that number, but yes, I would say...
That's purely a guess.
Yeah. Who doesn't come? I mean, how would you know? I mean, but it's
right,
a guess.
Right, I would say so. And I would say that of the ones that we do see on a weekly, every week, doing our consultations, getting our patients through surgeries, I would say another 30-40% of them express concern at the consultation. I'm really fearful. How will I get through this visit? What can you do to help
me? Do you have some that are, they're just downright terrified?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. That could be a whole nother show, the dental phobes and the interesting things that they bring to the game.
And they're, interestingly enough, they're the most appreciative after we provide some care and they had a great experience, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and they can realize a good outcome, and they're the most appreciative.
And didn't you say it could be the... it could be the football player, the Marine, just as much as it could be
easily,
a child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and some of it is justifiable baggage when they were children.
Yes.
We are the product of that a lot of times, and the 300-pound football player was once a child, and he could have had a bad experience.
Bad experience.
Yeah.
As a child.
I hate to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. All right. We have to take yet another break. When we come back, let's talk more about these. Sue, you've done a great job of labeling
them.
There's one that says second opinion. Melissa. You see that one? Melissa.
Yeah.
And these are very recent, too.
Yeah.
You ever go and you see reviews for somebody when they're so old?
It's, yeah.
So 2004.
Bother? Right.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein, periodontist located at 2045 Peachtree Road. Visit mygumdoc.com. You're right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. And by the way, plenty of free parking. I like to mention that. Plenty of free.
Yeah.
Not only free parking, you have designated spots that are yours. Not that it's necessary because there's always spaces available, I've found.
Yeah,
but
parking
the ones
lot.
You have are right up by the front of the building. So it's wonderful. And they're covered.
Mm-hmm. They are.
All right. Visit mygumdoc.com. Mygumdoc.com. Back with more of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein in just a moment.
And now, back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. I always enjoy when you two come in, by the way. I hope you enjoy coming in.
Oh, we love coming in.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You make it great.
Didn't you say that you were my easiest people to work with?
We did say that.
Let's write Jeff a review.
Yeah, write a review about me.
Believe me.
Unlike yours that you receive, believe me, not everyone that I get is...
We're going to change that.
Yes.
We're going to change that.
Hey, can we just take 1 second real quickly? Because I like to mention, at least in every show, Dr. Edelstein, go over kind of your history, your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So originally you're from New York, and you got your bachelor's degree from Cornell University, which I would be very proud of if I was you. It's Ivy League.
Do you have New York values, Dr. Edelstein?
Yeah,
not to get political.
Boy, when,
I have a New York state of mind. Let's
yeah,
put that
okay.
way. Is that song?
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Billy Joel.
Yes.
That's regardless good. Of what you think of Cruz or Trump, when Cruz said that, man, Trump jumped on him. You know, he was there ready for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and then you went to dental school at Emory.
I did. That's what got me down here and
fine
got me to fall
school.
In love with Atlanta.
But you did leave for a few years to go to the University of Pennsylvania for your advanced training.
I did.
Beyond your DDS degree. Was it DDS?
Yeah, it was a DDS. And then I went up to University of Pennsylvania, as you mentioned, for my certificate and in periodontics. And delighted I did that too. Philly was a great town to visit, and it was a wonderful program, and I couldn't wait to get back to Atlanta.
Yeah, West Philly. I know where Penn is over there in West Philly. But didn't you said, though, that the training you received there was outstanding?
The training was great, and the Italian food was to die for.
Great. Great for the gums. So, Sue, here, you want to read this other one that says fearful patient?
Yeah, let me grab that one.
Hey,
thanks, Jeff.
There you go.
You got your hands right on it.
Yeah.
This is from another patient who was very fearful about having any dental procedures. And what she wrote was, fantastic experience. I never write reviews, but this experience needs to be shared. Deathly afraid of mouth procedures, any surgeries. I was calmed down completely by the staff, and they provided a great experience, much less discomfort than anticipated. I had a 4-tooth gum graft yesterday, and I am at work today with no pain medication. Mm. Great staff, great doctor. This is cute. Typing this on my phone, please excuse any grammar or misspelling.
Yeah, I love that. I see that all the time from people.
But I mean, she felt compelled to write that. She knew she was afraid, and she ended up having a positive outcome.
Wow.
We followed through on what we want for our patients, and her review is going to help someone else out there who feels just like she does.
All right, well, you can't get a better review than this one that I'm going to read.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from somebody named Kristen.
Okay.
And she writes, customer service is a priority for Dr. Edelstein and his employees. I've never felt more taken care of in a medical practice of any kind. And she writes, I love this. I almost wish I needed more work done so I could have an excuse to return.
That's cute.
Now, listen, I'm very fond of both of you. Well, I'm not that crazy about you. I want to find an excuse to come back, you know, to get more work done.
Yeah.
She wrote in parentheses here, but she's a good writer, by the way. I should point out, I am scared of any and all dentists.
See, yeah.
She says, while the practice is absolutely amazing, I have to emphasize the artistic approach taken by Dr. Edelstein. You and I have talked about this, Dr. Edelstein, on the show.
Yeah.
He didn't look at my gums from a medical standpoint. He looked at them as an artist would his canvas. Within 5 minutes, I knew I was with the right periodontist and practice. I promise you will love every moment of your experience with Dr. Edelstein. Dr. Edelstein, you've said in the past that you consider yourself an artist. Well, you are a photographer as well. I mean, you could be a professional photographer. In fact, you sent me something recently. It was a picture of a tree. I think it was snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, I remember that.
Yeah.
But isn't there, the artistry is involved.
Well, dentistry is an art and a science. There's no question about it. And a surprising number of procedures I feel I do are benefited by looking at something artistically. There's no question about it. You need the science. You need the background. You need the the bones to make it work, and you need to do something in a scientific way. But I think the art aspect of a lot of the things we do is very beneficial.
And not just, because you do a lot of cosmetic work.
Yes.
And you're not just talking about the cosmetic industry.
Correct, yeah, correct.
Everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Dentistry is both an art as well as a science.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Any parting shots?
I want to, this is a short review.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have time?
Yeah.
I love this one. It's a fun one. As always, great experience. Great coffee, treats, magazines, people, and service. Don't make me too comfortable because I'll come back on a non-appointment day just to hang out. And I know him and love and adore him who wrote this comment. And I think that's great. It's very humbling for us.
Well, I'd be remiss if we closed out without me recounting the experience you had once, because you validate parking.
Yeah.
And the lady, I think it was a lady, who was in your building to see another a dermatologist or something.
Oh, I know.
Who doesn't validate. Mm-hmm. She came by your office to get validated. You don't mind me mentioning that. I'm not mentioning that.
No, that's
that.
Okay.
But I think that's rather, you know, what's the word, chutzpah?
Maybe so.
But I love it. No, there's two who really, they want to find a reason to come back.
Isn't that funny? Oh, I know. Oh God, I love it.
Great way to
I love it.
Close out the show. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Folks, I want you to visit mygumdoc.com. He happens to be my gum doc, and I'm going to be there on February 11th, which I think will be after this show airs.
Yeah.
Located at 2045 Peachtree Road, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital, mygumdoc.com. And Sue and Dr. Edelstein, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
This has been Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Specializing in periodontics, implants, and regenerative techniques, Dr. Edelstein's practice is Atlanta's premier periodontal office, where dentistry is both an art and a science. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.